I come now to the first text in this short series of gospel snippets on the carnal mind. In the first snippet, I introduce the subject, the battleground. Now I want to take a text of scripture and address you from that. The text I'm speaking on in this snippet is Acts chapter 17, verses 29 to 30. Paul is addressing the intellectuals in Athens. My word, they were an intellectual lot. These men and women, these thinkers, these philosophers, really were thinkers. They were readers. They were curious. They wanted to know about things. They were explorers of the mind. They were thinkers. And in addition, they were religious too. Now, Paul addresses them. And this is what he says to them. He really says, in effect, you are natural men, you're unregenerate, and the result of that is that your thinking, Acts 17, 29 to 30, you'll see it there, your thinking is all wrong. You see, the battleground is for the mind, and these men pride themselves on their thinking. Well, yes, he said, you're intellectual, but your thinking is all wrong. In fact, he says, you are ignorant. You don't have a clue about spiritual things. Oh, well, we're religious. Oh, yes, you can be religious. Oh, well, we're intellectual. Oh, yes, you can be intellectual. You might be intellectual, you might not be. You might be religious, you might not be. But until you are regenerate, the problem with the natural man, the plight with the natural man, his deep fundamental need is for a new mind, because his mind is all wrong and he can't think straight. He's blinded. He's in ignorance. Now, I said in the first discourse that this would not be a popular series of snippets, and I reckon that won't be popular. My friend, you must know that until God gives you a new heart, a new mind, a new understanding, you're blind. You're ignorant. Your thinking is all astray. You see, the natural man often says, well, I like to think of God like this. I like to think of God like that. It seems to me that God is this and all that. Oh, that's nonsense. We've got to start thinking biblically. We've got to think the way God reveals in his word. And to do that, we need a new heart and a new mind. My friend, give up your thinking. I think I can get to God like this. I think God will be pleased with that. People have all sorts of ideas. You can have any amount of religion or religious ceremonies or rites, or have any amount of water put upon you, or attend church or chapel as often as you like. That will not do. We need to start thinking properly by the Spirit. Think spiritually, and only God's regenerating grace can do that. Otherwise, we shall live and die in utter ignorance of God and salvation. Now, believer, preacher particularly, but all believers, because we're all preachers, this is what we're wrestling with. It's no good tinkering with the natural man. It's no good making him religious or moral. He needs to have his thinking, his ignorance, dealt with. His ignorance needs to be brought into the light and removed, and only Christ can do that. And his thinking needs to be put straight, and only God's Spirit can do that. And unbeliever, you need to know this. I'm speaking sincerely to you. I'm trying to do it in love. I know it's a serious matter. I know it's very hard to hear, but it is the truth. Until God gives you light, you will be in blindness. The blind man that was cured by Christ could say, once I was blind, but now I can see. And until God gives you light, you never will see. Oh, may God use this little discourse to give many people the light of regeneration, the new heart, the new mind, so they come to Christ and receive him who is the light of the world. Otherwise, you will live and die and spend eternity in utter ignorance away from God. May it not be so. for Christ's sake. Amen.